The Rock Station Nation unites at 97.7 WLER FM Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome in to local music on the radio here on The Rock Station 97.7. It is our Grassroots Show here tonight. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. Still sporting that pirate hat. I respect that dedication, Utah. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good, Bob. And yeah, in fact, going to the game here to see the beloved Brewers play the Pirates here on Tuesday.
So yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah. Well, at least you haven't been traded. And you haven't gotten in any fights, so.
Oh, that was fun, huh?
How about that?
Maybe
brouhaha.
Tuesday.
The much-beloved Pittsburgh Pirates. Anyway, we're here to talk about local music. And tonight we're going to be visiting with a group called the 4019s. Actually, Nick Ziegler is a connection to Western Pennsylvania, native of this area, and is in that band that kind of has its base in California right now. But they come back to this area quite a bit. So I think it'll be fun. We'll reminisce a little bit with Nick, too.
So. Yeah, it's been a while trying to get them on the show, actually. I think we've tried several times, so finally.
Yeah. We've been playing their tunes, and now we get to talk to a member of the 4019s and what they're all about. This segment of our show is being brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler. And if you'd like to get your material on the radio, that might just be the first stop that helps you get that cause taken care of. Of course, Jim Harpell, the owner of Meat Locker Recording Studios, really cool little facility. He's got a remodeling business. And where he houses his business, the back end of that literally used to be a meat locker. And he converted it into a recording studio.
Yeah, pretty cool drum room he's got going on in there for sure.
Yeah, so neat stuff there. Well, since we last spoke, Utah went to Erie. Didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I guess so, huh? Yeah. Yeah, hey, got to go up there and spend some time. You know, we've talked about branching out, even with the Grassroots Show and the Band Jam, and trying to make our reach a little bit bigger. So I've been trying to hit some different cities around the area up, and got to play a couple shows up in Erie and met some great musicians up there. They have a pretty decent scene themselves, and so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you got to perform a little bit up there and see some of the scene. That's pretty cool. And you know, we've talked about that. We both have experienced, obviously, Erie and played a couple of tunes from bands out of Erie. But to get up there first person has to be a pretty rewarding experience, I would think.
Yeah, it was a good time. I think it was pretty well received. And again, just the connections I made. In fact, my songs tonight are going to be a couple bands from the area up there. And one of them is going to be an upcoming guest already. So it's
cool.
Pretty cool stuff. And yeah, and a shout out to Room 33 and Lavery Brewing for putting up with me. So thanks.
Yeah.
And a big shout out to Marlene for helping me get into the scene up there.
That's cool. At Lavery Brewing, I was checking that out because we were going to try to make a trek up there, and it just schedule-wise didn't work out. But it looks like a cool place. I mean, we have so many cool little breweries around here that are hosting some local music, and it's great. We've talked about it over and over how many times, how cool it is to have a little beverage place, and you know, they're including live local original music.
Yeah, it was really cool. And even cooler than that was I was surprised by Jennifer Lynn and her daughter. I'm standing there playing, and I'm like, this person has their back to me. And I'm like, hold on a minute. So I shouted out in the middle of the song, told them to turn around, and there it was them. So
there
that was
they
really
were.
Cool.
Yeah.
And speaking of Lavery, they actually just opened up a new brewery in Titusville as well. So
Titusville or Meadville?
Titusville.
Yeah. Okay. There's a couple of new breweries in Meadville, too, so I know one just recently opened. So, well, that just gives us more excuses to browse around Western Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the artist I'm going to be playing here in the first segment is actually from Titusville as well.
So. Oh.
So all starting to connect, right?
See, how about that? It's it's cool because we have talked so much about this Western Pennsylvania music scene. You know, obviously the 4019s, connections to Beaver County. You know, we talk a lot about Pittsburgh, obviously. We've branched out to West Virginia and, you know, the Ohio area. And we really haven't tapped a whole lot into the extreme north. I mean, we've done Mercer County, some artists out of the Sharon area, per se, even Meadville.
Yep.
To get up to Erie now and kind of branch that out, you know, we've talked about Jeff Fetterman up from the Bradford area kind of connection, and he plays Erie quite a bit. So it's, you know, it's great to expand that look at this music scene.
Well, and I think Slim Forsyth, wasn't he from up north originally as well?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, up there on that hill. Or
up there on that hill. Yeah.
So, well, we're going to visit with Nick Ziegler of the 4019s coming up, and here's their story. They've got some fun stuff, and we'll have a little discussion about the scene from yesteryear, too, because Nick's been around that. But we're going to dig into some music before we get going here, and we're going to play you. This is actually thanks to Lee Marks, because he was playing some of their tunes at Band Jam in between acts. And it caught my ear, and I'm like, whoa, who's that? Because I honestly have heard of them, but I never have gone out to see them or caught their material. And it was Jim Donovan and the Sun Kings, of all things. And, of course, Jim, part of Rusted Root years ago, and really has quite a buzz going on around him right now. And so dug out one of their songs called Ah, Can You Feel It? And we'll play some Jim Donovan and the Sun Kings.
Cool, and that's a major fail on my part because Lee gave me that CD quite a while ago, and I actually listened to it quite a bit and just kept forgetting to throw something on. So glad you picked that up, Bob.
Good.
All right, and yeah, talking about the Erie connections, I met this great singer-songwriter up in Erie. When I was up there, his name's Joe Thompson, and we already have him scheduled for the show. He's going to be on the 1st of September. I'm really loving this guy's music. Good stuff. And throw on here a little song about marriage and tequila, I guess. It's called Louisa, Louisa.
It's tonight on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Screaming
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7. This particular segment is brought to you by our friends at the Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Drop on in. Thank them for their longtime sponsorship. They've been with us from day number one. And now almost, well, we're getting closer to that 400 mark, Utah. Somebody's going to have to bake us a cake again.
We sure are, yeah. Deliver it to the Rainbow.
That's right. 24-ounce man can special can be found there. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Refreshingly good times and drink specials. And all of the televised Pittsburgh sports events, too. We're excited here to talk to a gentleman who is a native of this area and is one of those that has gone off to play in other communities, namely the Los Angeles area, California. And we've stayed in touch over the years and played you some of their music and talked about them when they were in town as well. And we're finally getting an opportunity to sit down and chat with Nick Ziegler. And he's a native of Beaver County and is part of the band The 4019s, whom you've heard on this show. Nick Ziegler, welcome to the Grassroots Show.
Hey, Bob in Utah. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's great to connect up with you. We're actually, as we do, pre-recording this show, but we're actually pre-recording this from a while back and playing it back now. So Nick was in town here in western Pennsylvania, had an opportunity to play, and that's why we grabbed him here and had a chat. And hopefully one of these times we'll get to meet up in person and actually see you guys play. But Nick, give us a little background of yourself. You grew up here in western Pennsylvania before you headed out west, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I used to, in the Beaver County area, I would hang out. And I was influenced by bands like the Granati Brothers. We used to see them all the time. And when I was younger, I taught myself the drums and then found myself in the Pittsburgh scene. And one thing led to another, and I found myself in California. But we've always come back home to play, and it's always great to be back.
That's awesome. And it's been quite a while that you moved out to California, and you had the opportunity to get into the scene. It sounds like pretty quickly out there.
Yeah, I just had luck on my side. I just found. I actually made a connection with a Pennsylvania. Not a friend, but we became friends, and then you just keep moving one band to another, and I luckily found some solid, fun people to play with, and we had some success on the radio, and we would come back to Pennsylvania and play in the Pittsburgh and the Beaver County area. A band called Mary's Danish, and then another band called the Leonards, who the singer now is with us in the 4019s. That's the connection to those days.
Oh, okay. So that's cool. How did that meeting occur? And give us a little background on the evolution of the 4019s when you transitioned into that name and how the band developed.
John, the singer, John Pose, and I were in the Leonards, and we used to come back to Pennsylvania and play all the time. And that band continued through the 90s, and then John went... he went to his professional career. He left the music industry for a while. And we reconnected. He had this band, the 4019s, with a fellow, he became an attorney, and a fellow attorney had played guitar as well. So they had a band, and they said, hey, you want to play? And so the 4019s is essentially legal code for good time credit. You do a day in the Who's Gal, you get it without causing trouble. You get a day off on your sentence. So that's the how the term of the 4019s came about.
I was curious about that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, that's good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so they always joke that when they hear the name, that when the judge says, you get so-and-so days off 4019's credit, that's their little inside joke.
Oh, very cool. I love it. And Nick, you've obviously had a fascination with the sort of the punk scene growing up here, it sounds like, and some of the travels you've had, that kind of did that obviously has heavily influenced your style.
Yes. Going back to the Pittsburgh days, we would go to the Electric Banana, and that club was essentially, besides Cleveland area, that was a home for a lot of the punk bands, and it blew the doors open for the punk scene to come into Pittsburgh. And it's documented with the Electric Banana website that I highly recommend anyone interested to check it out. The guy does an amazing job. It documents all the hard work those guys did in those days.
Cool little place up in the Oakland area.
Right
around the corner from the old graffiti, and right off the Pitt campus. It was a cool little club.
Yeah, I used to hang on. We actually, the Leonards went to play there, and we're to this day, and it's documented on the website. We're the only band to actually get shut down for being too loud. I couldn't believe that, but we got shut down. I said, "You're kidding me! Black Flag played here, and we got shut down."
I'm on the website now. Yeah, this is pretty impressive.
Yeah, Joe did a great job. We're honored to be on there, and we try and help him out. Anything I find, I try and offer to the page to help him out. He does fantastic work. We're proud of to be on part of there, and we're happy that you guys and everyone welcomes us back. It really means a lot to us, and we thank you for having us. Seriously, it's a blast. We enjoy it.
Yeah, that's awesome, and it's cool that you've been able to keep that connection and come back into the area and bring the band back into the area. And I know you'd mentioned to me a while back about kind of revisiting Electric Banana and just keeping that whole, that whole old scene alive is very special.
Yeah, it's right. We enjoy and we enjoy that you take the time to on your program to mention that as well. We're honored to be with you.
So what are the 4019s up to here in 2019? You guys have been staying busy. I know you've been recording a lot of material.
Yeah, we have something new. It's almost done. We'll get it to you by probably July. And in Temecula, where if any of y'all find yourself in Temecula, to look us up or send us a note. We're playing June 1st at this. It's the Temecula Valley Balloon Wine Festival with Three Doors Down, Dishwalla, and Soul Asylum. And we always say, wine and hot air balloons. What could go wrong, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Cool. It seems to be a great connection nowadays with breweries and wineries welcoming in bands. I mean, that's a growing kind of thing. I know it's very vibrant here in our community in Western Pennsylvania.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's a lot of, we've discovered, I haven't had time to see here, but a lot of the musicians out there are getting involved with actually their own wineries. As well as, I guess, like Sammy Hagar and those guys have their own tequila and stuff. So a lot of these guys are creating their own wines. It's pretty impressive that they're able to do that. So it's interesting out here for sure, as is here. What you're telling me sounds great.
Yeah. Nick Ziegler joining us tonight from the 4019s here on the Grassroots Show. So, Nick, if you had to describe to our listeners out there the 4019 style and who you have become, how could you relate to them, who you might sound like?
We always say we're garage rock with a Motor City power plant, and we admire bands like the Smithereens and then Detroit, the MC5. Our roots go back there, and of course in Pittsburgh, the bands like the Granatis and a lot of the early punk bands, the Five, that I've been influenced by. That we just try and bring that aspect to our music, and we hope that people enjoy what they see. We're all about having fun too, so that's the thing with us. We just hope everybody comes and has a blast and enjoys themselves.
Nick Ziegler of the 4019s. Let's get into a song, and we'll continue our discussion and introduce the other band members, too, that have been with you. But let's do the song I'm Free. This comes from your rebooted album. And I know we've played some cuts off of that. The one that struck me right away, I think the very first one I played off here was 383 Dodge Charger because I'm a Mopar guy.
Excellent. Yeah, right on.
But this was from a couple of years ago, and this is actually the first song on the album. Tell us about I'm Free.
Well, one night, John Poses, our singer, his brother-in-law was going through a divorce, and he started talking to him about things, and one of the things he said was, "I'm finally free." And then, as John says, the song wrote itself, and he finally felt better about getting out of that relationship, obviously. And like I said, the song wrote itself, and he's happy man now, and we hope the song mentions that in it as well. The song's called I'm Free.
And it's the 4019s here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Get all stars now. Get up in the morning, drag myself out of bed. I got nothing but misery running through my head. But it all
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
We're back here on the Grassroots Show tonight, The Rock Station 97.7, streaming as well at 977rocks.com. We appreciate you tuning in here tonight. We appreciate Bros' Superette as well for their sponsorship of this particular segment for Butler's Best Hot Sausage. They've got a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese, nice blend, plain, bacon. Everybody loves bacon.
Bacon.
Yeah, bacon.
Yeah.
You could wrap your steak in bacon. You could do all kinds of stuff.
Wrap everything in bacon.
Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads. They've got it all. And, of course, they're high on the hill right on the price, too. Corner of South Main and Rockenstein. It's Bros' Superette. Yeah, local butcher. Local. That's what it's all about. Bros' Superette. Nick Ziegler's with us here tonight. He's the drummer of the 4019s, but he's a native of this area. Grew up in Beaver County, correct, Nick?
Correct, yeah, from the town Monaca, Pennsylvania, a little river town down there. Some people may be familiar.
Yeah, I think we've driven past there a few times in our lives.
And
of course, the Beaver County music scene has been long and strong.
Oh,
and
it's something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy, you guys play, that's how I keep up the speed. It's really awesome. Not only do I listen to you guys online, but you archive everything, and that's really cool as well. So us guys out of town, we get to catch up with everything you're doing. It's awesome. You guys do great work.
Well, we appreciate that. And, of course, the 4019s are doing some great work. And we just heard another cut from the rebooted album. Tell us about Best Days. That's actually the second track on that CD.
Yeah, Best Days. You know, with everything that goes on in life or whatever, we always try to have a positive outlook. And any time is the best days of your life. So we say we have another, we're aging like fine wine, man. You just got to roll with it and have fun. And that's pretty much the idea with the song. We do our best to just have fun, you know?
So. Oh, that's good stuff. So how many, obviously we talked about the new material that you have coming out here in 2019, but how many discs have you guys done over the years? I know I've received quite a bit from you.
Yeah, we've done four. Like two EPs, two features. We even have some vinyl that we did a short run, just small promotional kind of thing. People enjoy vinyl, and they say, hey, you need to do some vinyl. So you're happy to do it. It was, you're not really a band, I think, until you put out some vinyl, right? Is that what they say?
There you go.
Yeah, well, I think the first material that we played from you guys, going back to a CD that you'd put out in 2011, so my goodness, that's 8 years ago. How long have you guys actually been together as the 4019s now?
I think probably it's about 2012
okay.
when I officially joined, and then we started recording.
Okay.
So, yeah, seems like yesterday, but wow, I look back, it's been been a couple years.
And you and John Poza have been together quite some time, and what, you have a guitarist, Chuck Gorian, as well?
Yeah, Chuck Gorian, his wife is from the Glenshaw area, so he has a Pittsburgh connection as well. He's an attorney. And those two guys formed the outfit, and then they asked me to join. And then we have a couple new players we got we go back a long way, so they're like family to us. Matt Collarin on guitar, he used to play with me and Mary's Danish 30-plus years ago, and we hadn't played on a stage in 30-some years, and we picked up like it was yesterday. So he's a great addition on rhythm guitar. And then Kevin Barber is on bass, and he's our Bill Wyman. He stands there like a rock, and he lays it down. We're happy to have him. So.
Well, certainly you guys have a great selection of songs that you can put together. I mean, you got a great repertoire of material. I'm sure you're able to keep it fresh, keep it fun, and keep it fun for the fans too when they come to see you.
Yeah, we like to change up our covers, and we have the Stones version of Route 66 we always dug. So keeping with our car theme, and I know you're the Mopar. You dig the Mopar. We hope that falls into the same category. It's just not getting out there and having fun. So,
yeah,
I see they played with one of my favorite singers, Robin Zander.
Yeah, yeah, what a great guy. Robin, we did a winery show out there with Robin, and it was his solo thing. The Cheat Trick, I guess, was down for a short while. And so we played with him. Really nice guy. We got to chat with him in the back. And actually, they did an auction between the shows, and one of our guys, someone had the guitar, and we grabbed it and ran it into him, and he signed it for us to give back to that person. So he's what a legend. His pipes are incredible. Oh. We're just sitting on the side of the stage watching him, like, wow, this guy's great.
Yeah, he sure is.
The guy has not aged. I mean, what is he, 66 now? And he sounds, he sounds as fresh as he did 30-some years ago.
Yeah, just watching him, we're like, how's he going to, let's see if he hits that note. And he nails them every time.
It's pretty cool, too, when you guys have the opportunity to come back. It seems like you guys have been well-received, too, in the Pittsburgh media, which is awesome. I mean, just to have those connections here in western Pennsylvania for you guys, it's got to be pretty special, Nick.
Yeah, our friend Scott Tatey down here at the Times, he does great things for us, and he said to say hello to you guys, and hopefully you guys can, chit-chat about stuff. He's a great fella, and just enjoy making connections for people, if that helps in any way, to promote the scene. I know you guys have a lot of great bands up that way. We watch your jam you have up there, and you got, again, it's awesome. You put so much work into what you do, and Shady Lady Productions and everything. We enjoy seeing what you do for the bands up there. It's great.
Well, and to give a shout out to Scott Tatey too. I've read a lot of his stuff. He does a great job covering the local music scene, and you know that's special to have print jump out and really support the scene too. You know, it takes all of us, Nick. It takes us as individuals. It takes the radio station. It takes Shady Lady Productions. It takes everybody to make it vibrant. And really, I think we're at a special time here in this area that things have really kind of been booming, and it's going to take all of us to keep it going strong and getting better and better.
Yeah, that's the trick, isn't it? I know in California, that's what we strive to do. And I know that from what I see with everything here in the county, you know, in the Butler area and down in Beaver County, Manac and so forth, that there are a lot of great bands, and I'm sure everybody hooks up and does shows and really creates just expands the scene, gets people excited. You know, that's the trick, or that's the key. And from what I've seen, it's just in the, you know, thankfully with the internet, we get to keep track of everything out there. In the old days, we used to send press packs and phone calls and everything. And now it's so much easier to stay in touch with people. I get to watch what you guys do, the shows, you broadcast them, or you YouTube them, or they're on the website or whatever. It really makes a difference.
It's in a unique time, and we had the opportunity to visit with you here tonight. It's Nick Ziegler from the 4019s. Give the listeners out there a little look-see where they can find you. I know you have a website. You're pretty active on social media as well. People can follow along what you guys are up to out in Temecula.
Yeah, we're at the4019s.com. It's all spelled out, the, F-O-R-T-Y, 19s, all spelled. .com. And then on Facebook, if you just look up 4019s, and same with Twitter at 4019s, that you'll be able to locate us. And again, if anyone makes trips out to California, send us a note. And if we're playing, let us know you're coming. Cool. You know?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys seem to get back here at least every year, it seems like. I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, we do our best to get back. We couldn't come back last year, but thankfully everything we were able to come back at this point, and we're hoping to come back again later in the summer once the album's out, and then we'd like to come up your way and meet you and you Tom in person and shake your hands and say hi.
Awesome. What's the name of the new album again?
It doesn't have a title just yet. We'll have it shortly.
Okay.
The working title is Eponymous Hippopotamus.
There you go.
Always love the stories behind those, so that'll be another one for another day. Well, Nick, before you go, we have a couple of tunes from the Good Fortune album, and give us a little insight into the song Two Pillows.
Yeah, Two Pillows, you know, your basic relationship song. Girl that is with the guy, but she's kind of drifting away. What's the use of two pillows when you're sleeping alone, right? That was the impetus of the song. So, but it's a feel-good song, too. So we don't want to bump anyone out. We just let everyone know that there's good at the end of any situation.
You end up with three pillows.
You end up with three.
And finally, we'll play Let Love In. Tell us about that song, Nick.
Yeah, Let Love In is, again, with the current, I don't want to say climate, but the way everything gets heated up or whatever, if you give time to just let love into your life, love will win. And people just need to open up a little and give it a shot, you know, and let something good into their lives. And if they're not feeling good, let something in, and love will win.
Awesome stuff.
I like it.
Yeah, good stuff. The 4019s. Check them out, folks. 4019s.com. Nick Ziegler, he's the drummer, and he's a native of Monaca, Pennsylvania, living out in California now. But we appreciate the opportunity to catch up, and thank you for sharing your music with us here on the Grassroots Show, especially, Nick.
Thank you, Bob, in Utah. I appreciate all you do, and thank you for supporting us.
It's the 4019s here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Get ready for a little surf rock. It's the Surf Rock Summit 2, Friday, August 9th in Moondogs, getting underway at 8 p.m. It'll feature the talents of the Turbosonics, the High Frequencies, and the Killfish. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Friday, August 9th, it's Utah Live and Unplugged at Cummings Coffee West. Gets underway at 7 p.m. Don't miss out on the Gatto Harley-Davidson 55th Anniversary Party, Saturday, August 17th, with food, merchandise, vendors, and live music featuring Justin Wade. Saturday, August 24th, it's Three Rivers Harley-Davidson's 4th Annual Custom Motorcycle Show. That'll feature food, merchandise vendors, and live music featuring Pixelated. On Wednesday, August 28th, catch the Noble Hops Band at the Harmony Inn from 7 to 10. And you'll be doing the Hophead Stomp. And, of course, Labor Day weekend, it's Corbri Woodstock time, Saturday, August 31st, and Sunday, September 1st this year, all happening in Gibsonia. Check out CorbriWoodstock.com. Get out and see a local show. Get out and support local music. Get out and do the Hophead Stomp.
Show Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We are back here on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7. Don't forget, show streams 977rocks.com. And as you heard Nick Ziegler refer to, the 4019s listen in rather regularly on demand or live at 977rocks.com. Pretty cool that we have that reach to California, too.
That is pretty cool. Poking around on their website and that, they have our shows listed. They have the station all over the place on their website. So that's really cool.
We thank them for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great to share what we're doing here and what our local musicians are doing because, again, we are still so blown away that we are now 7 years strong and going at it here. And we might just get 7.5 out of this.
Maybe.
Of course, a great opportunity for you to advertise yourself on our concert calendar. Encourage you to do so. Grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Share your information a couple of weeks ahead of time, and we will help you out with that. And hope you'll get out and see Utah Live and Unplugged out at Cummings Coffee West. Of course, this past Friday, part of our Grassy Award-winning team, Amanda Noah, was out at Cummings. So always some great local music out there, and we appreciate the fact that Barry and the crew carry some local acts, and usually on a Friday night around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
So, all right, we're going to get to some music to wrap up the show here, but a gentleman we're going to play is actually having a very special event, and it's pretty much coordinated with the guys that are such a big part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and that's Lamatt Productions. That is the Corbri Woodstock, the annual festival coming up Labor Day weekend in Utah. That has expanded this weekend from one day, usually Sunday, but they've expanded it. So they've shortened Sunday up a little bit, but they've expanded it into an acoustic deal, on Saturday?
Yeah, they're doing, I think, 5 or 6 hours of acoustic starting around 5 o'clock, I think, on the Saturday. So, yeah, I really love their logo with the acoustic electric guitars put together, but, yeah, good stuff.
And this is double-digit years now for them that they've been doing Corbri Woodstock. This is down in Gibsonia. It's actually kind of the backyard of John Vento's place. Lee Marks lives down that way, too. And that's where they have their little studio, too. But it's a fantastic facility, and it is an event that sells out usually. They only have a limited amount of tickets, so they have a website, CorbureyeWoodstock.com, if you check that out, and you'll be able to see the lineup, but you can order your tickets and get them now.
Yeah, well, actually, I believe they only sell tickets online, so okay. Yeah, I'd get on it, and like you said, it usually sells out. There's only so much room, so and people love this event. I mean, you have your regulars that come all the time, so you can, I think you even made mention half the tickets are already kind of gone just to them, so.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a neat deal because you can kind of, you know, bring your own lawn chair if you want. You can put up your own little easy up. A lot of people do that to just to protect from the sun because it's usually a beautiful day. And they have some beverages and the likes and displays down there, and there's always something charitable going on because that's what those guys are always involved in. Every event they have, I think, has something connected charitable. So, and it's a pretty cool deal.
And it's a great opportunity also to get John Mendel's autograph while you're there, too.
That indeed, too, yes. So, and those are one of a kind. So, well, speaking of that, you'll want to get John's autograph after we play this next song. And I might even want to get Marty's autograph now because he is a full-fledged member of the band in this video, along with Lee, who's jamming out some keyboards. But we knew Lee was a musician in years past, you know.
Didn't know that about Marty.
About Marty. Holy cow. I mean, Nathan from Wojo's band, he better be worried. He might be losing his job. You know what I'm saying? Now, John Vento put out a solo album last year. And it's going to be coming up on a year anniversary already. I think it was, last November he released it, around there anyway. And, of course, John has come down with some vocal issues, so he had to take some time off. That's why he wasn't at Band Jam this year. Well, he was at Band Jam. He just couldn't sing. So some rest right now, and we wish John well in this speedy recovery. But put out a very dynamic album, and it has a whole host of musicians on it that are very reputable, you know. A Granati on guitar, I think that's what you need to say. But this is a song called Just Don't Care, and Sherilyn Hawk is on this as well. Does a great job backing the vocals and adding in on this. And there's a real fun video for it now, so I encourage you to check it out. John Vento's Just Don't Care.
Yeah, I've listened to that album several times. It's worth checking it out. And, back to the beginning of the show where we were talking about Erie and some of the connections I made up there. I didn't meet these guys, but my Erie promoter, Marlene, hooked me up with a CD, and this is kind of some fun stuff. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the early Trigger Happy kind of days, but it's a little bit of fun. They're called the New Morning Sunrise, and a song called Apples and Beans.
Good stuff. Well, let's get to it, and we will do it again next Sunday night at 7 o'clock when we sit down and talk local music here on the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Autumn stirs the air, all of me in fear, the end is near. Summer's dawn, nothing is clear. The ghost of us reappears. Slipping, sliding on a frozen glass, falling into that funeral mass. Look what happened to me, my friends. Busted and broken, and I'm numb in the end. Don't even care. Days to months, months to years. Us laughing turns to tears. Opulence, holy hope so near. A dead love affair, and I just don't care. Hey honey, pour me a gin. Open your sweet spot and let me in. I'm a dead man looking for a little sin. Love weary on the losing end. To years, the myth of us laughing turns to tears. Our glint, holy hope so near. A dead love affair, and I just don't care. Ride the road, rough and blue. I won't lie.
I crave, you can give me. I'll give you anything if you give me some apple and beans.
Broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
Here she comes now, say, morning. 7-7.
The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
There for you. all the